The symptoms associated with the novel coronavirus are similar to those caused by flu or even a really bad cold. But the only way to know for sure if someone has COVID-19 is with a test. Amy Proal and her boyfriend both had many of the symptoms. Proal is a microbiologist who works with a local nonprofit that studies the role of infection in chronic diseases. Proal and her boyfriend are currently self-quarantining here in Boston, and she recently tweeted about his frustrating experience trying to get tested at his doctor's office. So we spoke with Amy earlier this afternoon, and she told us how hard it is not knowing why she and her boyfriend are sick.
I don't know if I have the coronavirus. That's, you know, in the news right now. I might just have a bad cold, truly. Like, that's really important, I think, to establish. But the symptoms that we've had were basically mild symptoms at first that just seemed like a mild cold, then waking up with a very severe cough that is just endless, not much phlegm, then kind of some congestion that went into our nose. After that, definitely lung pain and soreness, this like burning sore throat to the lungs. And then not like scary shortness of breath, but like we live on the third floor of a house, and like if you come up the stairs from trying to get something from the mail or whatever, very hard to recover from breathing from doing that. You know, just have to like lay down and
that
recover.
That sounds miserable.
Right? I study viral infections, so I've been looking at this. And at first we thought, you know, it's just China, this, whatever. But then it wasn't until I saw the community-wide spread that seemed to be occurring in Washington State. And once I saw that, I was like, well, hold on. We should probably be really careful just because we have these symptoms and we don't know what's up.
Amy, your boyfriend had a specific experience where he called. Yeah. Can you walk us through that experience?
I was just kind of like, he called yesterday and he said, you know, I have these symptoms that are somewhat similar to the coronavirus symptoms, and I'd, you know, like to know what's up. A nurse called back and, you know, kind of did a screening and kind of confirmed that he had these symptoms that are, you know, somewhat worrisome, and then he was told to come in. My impression was the nurse just didn't have the information to know if testing could or could not happen. It's a little weird.
So she just defaulted to come in.
So they're not going against what I think are their guidelines. I think that that's correct. Normally they would say, hey, look, let's come in and test you for the flu and, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, do your vitals, stuff like that. And that would be normal.
So he went in, and then what happened?
He went in and like sat there. They gave him a mask, by the way. And other people in the waiting room had masks. But you have a number of people in there, all who have, again, could just be cold, but all people who just don't know what they have in the waiting room, just there together, which makes me nervous. And then after all that, they did do a rapid flu test, which he turned negative for, and they did do a CT scan, which theoretically could be somewhat helpful. And then afterwards,
and they did not test him for coronavirus, correct?
No, they didn't. I don't think that they can. That's the honest thing. I don't think that they have the capacity to.
So
that was our impression.
So yeah. Then when they sent him off after that, what happened?
Well, they gave him a ventilator, a script for a ventilator. And to be honest, you know, I think that, again, they're trying to help. And I still think that's the correct thing to do and totally normal. But the coronavirus is a very infectious virus. In that case, in a chance that he had coronavirus, I think it would have been better maybe to say, go home.
But they sent him to the pharmacy.
Yeah, where again, he's just touching the counter, doing all this stuff. And you just know like that, you know, all the patients who came there that day were probably given a ventilator and sent to CVS. And it's like, well, great. You know, if one of them actually happened to have the coronavirus, it's just probably we need guidelines for these MDs who are truly trying to do their best job, truly.
So
we
Amy,
need better guidelines on what to do when there's, you know, a virus that's of more concern.
Amy, I want to pick up on that. You've talked about good intentions a number of times. So you're describing a situation with people acting on best available guidelines from your perspective, with good intentions, and you yet find yourself in a situation where you're unsure how sick you are, what you're sick from, and how to find out. How does that affect you emotionally? How do you feel about the situation that you're in?
I mean, it's a huge mess. And the point is, to me, that everyone says don't panic. And I totally agree. There's no need for panic. But the thing that's causing people to panic is just simply the fact that you cannot get tested for this. If we just could know who and who did and who did not have it, then we'd be in a place where we could all just make the most responsible and logical decision. And I blame that right now on the federal government and the CDC. They've dropped the ball completely, and that's made me very frustrated.
And that is Amy Proal, a microbiologist who works with a nonprofit that studies the role of infection in chronic disease and who is self-quarantined with symptoms that she is unsure whether they are the coronavirus. Amy, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for your interest.